It's Susie from Merp, and I'm here with two members from Venom Prison. Please introduce yourselves.
Yeah. I'm Ash.
I'm Ben. We play guitar in Venom Prison.
Good job you said that.
And I have to say, I missed your set, and I'm so disappointed. How was it?
It was pretty cool. Being earlier on in the show, it's always kind of worrying whether you worry if people are going to come down and enjoy themselves. But I think we had seen a few heads banging and seem to enjoy it. So
opening bands are like the motivators, aren't they? They're the motivators for the headliners, so you've got to work extra hard to win them over.
I think it's true. And you were upstairs, right?
Yeah.
So the stage is like 2 inches off the ground and people are right in your face?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's funny. You guys are a relatively new band, and I wanted to ask you, are you still glad you did this?
What, still glad I did the band? Yeah, it's been a roller coaster of, like, I think a band's been together 3 years now. So we basically just started with the intention of just doing a band together. And we got offers to do shit, and then kind of ended up here.
I saw Code Orange recently. It was my first exposure to them in that kind of extreme metal band. And I wanted to find out, where do you think your intensity comes from?
I mean, I can't speak for Larissa's lyrics, but I think, you know, if you read into them, you'll probably pick out your own reasons and decipher why she has that intensity and anger. And I think for us, we've always just been about creating energy with writing music. We're all about sort of creating energy, speed, tempo changes, and I think that's for us. Would you agree?
Yeah, I agree. It's just like we all played in like punk and hardcore bands before we did this, and if there's no energy in those bands, there's no show, you know what I mean? So we kind of applied it to this and put it in metal. And you know, it's like when you hear a metal band and you hear that really cool riff, and sometimes it goes on for a little bit too long, or sometimes you just want something to change. That's kind of what we did with this band, is get the riff that we all like, think, yeah, this is cool, then get away from it. Less is more, if you know what I mean.
There's so many bands that come out now. You're so saturated with bands and everything. Many things sound alike. So to do something different like you guys do, an extreme like that, I think it is very rare. And, you know, congratulations. It's hard to do, I would imagine. Getting the word out about your music, do you find that it's mostly from touring or from new releases, social media? What do you think is the best way to get new fans and exposure?
It's an all-round element. It's definitely, because this is, you know, we're on our first release, our first record. That did us the world of good, being on Prosthetic and stuff, and like social media played its course, and then we started touring and that played its course. So I think it's everything. You know, like, it isn't just, I don't think just touring gets you fans, like, the internet gets you fans. It's just something you've got to cover all grounds on, you know?
So you probably get this question a lot, and I try to stay away from repetitive questions, but I can't not ask this. With Larissa's lyric, let's just say it's the flip of Cannibal Corpse, it's the other side, so you guys do get some controversy. Do you think that it's because most metal fans are males? And that's where the controversy comes in, when she flips the genders? You know, like Cannibal Corpse can, you know, gut a woman, but when you flip it, it causes more controversy. Do you think it's just because most of the fans are male?
Maybe. I mean, it shouldn't be controversial, but
it's a very alpha scene, you know, and no one wants to have their balls chopped off, or like, you know, they're afraid of a powerful woman and they're just scared. But not everyone, you know, not everyone is like that, but there are people that are just scared.
I asked a very similar question to another extreme death metal band, and I remember they said, my question was, do you ever think there's a time where it won't be a woman-fronted metal band, where it can just be a metal band and we won't look at gender? And they said, we expect women to be soft and pretty.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't apply to everyone, but it is definitely a real thing.
Do you think that she could write a lyric that would ever cross a line for you guys?
I mean, yeah, if it was, you know, hateful, but I mean, you can be hateful in a positive way too. You, to highlight something, you can be hateful, but it depends in the context, yeah. Very wishy-washy answer, sorry.
I was envisioning your writing process, you're all sitting there and she's like, here's my lyrics, and you guys are like, what the hell? Does that ever happen?
Not really, no. Like, well, everything, like, you know, I can't speak for the future, but everything that Larissa's written now and what we've written, music's just as aggressive as the lyrics, you know, it goes hand in hand, you can't have one without the other. So, you know, and it's extreme metal, it's got to be pushing boundaries, you know, you can't be scared of little things.
You guys have been very busy touring and then go home and write and touring and back and forth. Release coming up in 2018?
It'll be 2019.
Okay.
It'll be coming early. That's only because the amount of touring we've been doing and stuff, we've got all the pre-productions done. And after this tour, 4 weeks after this tour, we'll start recording. But obviously, where we've been touring so much and we've had to record here, by the time we get it mixed and mastered, and then the production line for pressing, it's pushed us into early next year, because originally we did want to do it this year. But, you know, I think if people want to hear it, they'll wait a little bit longer. It's not much longer.
So you released some bonus material, it was live, correct? Do you do that just to stay relevant? You know, because, I mean, it does take time after you tour and write the album and stuff like that, with so much new music coming out. Did you do that so that you're out there in front of people?
No, it wasn't actually, which is kind of weird, because you'd think it would be. I can definitely understand that. It's because it keeps going to a new pressing. So when it got to, I think that's the third or the fourth pressing, we were a little bit like, oh, it's kind of going to get a bit boring for collectors now if we say, oh, it's just the fourth pressing again. So we thought we'd do like a little deluxe edition with some live tracks, so at least collectors could be like, thank God, this one's a little bit different. So that was the main intention.
You won Metal Hammer's Golden Gods Best New Band in 2017. Is it important for you to keep hitting markers like that, or does it not matter?
People say it doesn't matter, but yeah, it does matter. You want to achieve as much as you can, you know? Like, if it's there, why not try and get it, you know? I think that's always been the mentality of this band. If it's there, we'll try and get it. We may succeed, we may not.
I know Venom Prison, I've read in interviews before, it's aggressive energy power. And with the incredible intensity, it's going to be an awkward question. It used to be that there was heavy metal, and then we got death metal and black metal, and it just keeps getting more extreme and more genres and things like that. From where you are now, where do you think it can push to? Can it get more intense? Where do you see it going?
It's two ways. Either everyone's going to get bored of all the technology and shit behind music and start going more raw and organic, and back to how, you know, rock and roll was.
I was just going to say, you've got enough bands playing to a click track now and backing tracks, and, you know, when really they should be getting a keyboard player or learning to replicate that live. I think it kind of sucks.
That's what I mean. That's why people are starting to get into bands like Code Orange, raw, organic, no funny business, Power Trip, straight up thrash metal, no funny business, no technology stuff and all that. People going back to how it was. It's like, it's just rock and roll coming back, you know what I mean? But it'll go in two directions. You'll get all the mechanical beasts, and then you'll get the raw people go that way. That's how it'll go.
I was thrilled. I watched a lot of videos last night just because I hadn't seen you guys before, and I was thrilled that you guys were compared to Suffocation and Nasty. Would you agree with that? I love Nasty, and nobody I know knows
I think
them.
That's great. I think that's great. Like, even if Nasty wasn't an influence, just to know that that person knows that band and reckons it's like a resemblance in a way because they're both heavy, that's kind of cool.
If you were to put an album out that fans and critics hated, would you make adjustments? I'm trying to get to, do you do this for yourself mostly? Does the music, when you're satisfied with it, it's good enough? Or do you listen to outside influences?
I think we just write how we want to write. Like, it's exactly what we did with the first record. Like, no intention, no direction, just wrote an album that we thought was aggressive, good. And we've done it the same again. We've added new elements, you know, tried to progress ourselves as musicians. So we're not just going to do the same album over and over again. But, you know, people either like it or they don't. But it'll still be what we want.
If I had to ask you, what was the defining moment when you knew that metal was what you wanted to do? Like, if it was a concert or if it was something you heard, what would you answer?
That's tough.
I don't know. Like, there's been a couple shows in this band which I've really enjoyed. A couple stand out from our previous tour with Trivium. There was this huge show in Warsaw, Poland, and I don't think we expected much, because we were kind of the warm-up act for the headline bands, and we just walked out and it was thousands like screaming people, and it was not what you're used to. When you're used to a background and playing hardcore shows and, you know, in clubs, which is great, which is where the energy's at, but that was kind of a cool moment to sort of have that many people kind of reacting when you don't expect it. I think if you go in expecting things, you'll be disappointed, but if you just kind of go in a bit humble, you'll be pleasantly surprised sometimes if you put the work in.
Venom Prison, I read your 10, I think it was a collective group effort, your 10 best death metal albums. You know, like, you had Sepultura, To Death, To Entomb, Dying Fetus. American thrash metal, was that anything that you loved or love?
That's a tough one.
Yeah, I
think Ben can answer this better than me, because I'm not the biggest Thrash guy.
What do you listen to for pleasure?
I like anything, you know. I like dad rock and stuff. I like listening to, like, the Eagles or whatever, you know. But I don't know. No, I just listen to whatever takes my fancy, you know.
Good music is good music.
Yeah, I've been listening to Churches, their new album now. But, if you're talking American thrash, like, Testament have always been one of my favourite. And obviously, like, you know, Slayer and Exodus, all the big names. But I think we kind of want to get away, like, with all the writing we've been doing, we tend to not really listen to much heavy stuff in the van. It's just been kind of podcasts and whatever's relaxing for, and to try and keep you awake on these long drives. So, yeah.
I am so sad I missed your set, so I promise the next time you come, I will be right up front. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Cheers.